Miles Rowe is the driver of the USF Pro 2000 Force Indy race team and is on a quest to become a future IndyCar champion. Miles, for those not aware of the USF Pro 2000 Championship, can you give them an overview of the series and insights to Force Indy?
Yes, so the USF Pro 2000 Championship is the last step in the ladder system to get to the IndyCar system, the Indy Next Series, and the official IndyCar Series. There's about three different levels before, containing USF Juniors, USF 2000, and then the series I'm racing, which is USF Pro 2000, in order to get into the IndyCar system. This is basically, USF stands for United States Formula. So it's the United States Formula Car Series ladder system. And this is basically the American system to get to the Formula Leagues, which is IndyCar. The difference between the European ladder system, which is equivalently like Formula 4, Formula 3, Formula 2, you get scholarships when you win the championships in USF Juniors 2000 and then Pro 2000. So that's the benefit to running the American system, because it makes it a lot more realistic to actually get into the professional series of racing, open wheel racing. And then Force Indy, so the goal is to be in the Indy 500 and the IndyCar series. So we have been developing all the way through since the USF 2000 series in 2021. We started as a new team, new driver with myself. We won a race in New Jersey in 2021, which is a great feat for us. And it has fueled us to keep going. Now we run in the USF Pro 2000 series with the number 99 Force Indy and Pabst racing car. And then also Ernie Francis Jr. represents Force Indy with HMD Motorsports in the Indy Next series.
And now, Miles, you've had really good successes in 2023. You know, you're currently the leader of the championship. Did you always envision yourself being in this driver's seat and having a career in racing?
I did. I always knew I would be a championship leader. And whatever I do, I know I will be a championship leader when I get to the IndyCar series. It's everything in racing is about confidence. And it's interesting for me because I actually had 4 years, just about 4 years, where I wasn't racing between my championship, my Winter Series championship in Formula Ford at the Lucas Oil Formula Series, and then to USF 2000. And it was a long time to give up, you could say, and try a different path, because things really didn't seem realistic to come back into racing, knowing that the budgets were above $250,000 to get into USF 2000. But I managed to keep them in, barely, but managed to keep the mentality that I will be driving a race car and I will be a champion. And that is the only reason why I ended up in the USF 2000 seat again. If I lost that dream, I wouldn't be driving right now. It's totally why I'm driving.
Are there any specific races or wins or moments that are most memorable to you that you kind of look back at and say, wow, that was awesome?
I'll always say New Jersey, because, like I said, that was the first year back after such a long break. I mean, it's one of those things where you don't kind of expect an athlete to really get up to speed and perform kind of in that same year. And then at New Jersey, this was towards the end of the year, but at New Jersey, first of all, it was basically a local race for me because I'm in New York. I literally was able to drive there. And that was my most crazy win, because it was the first win for Force Indy that they ever got. And it also was my first win in the USF 2000 series. And I came back from 10th place in something like a 20-lap race. Like, we didn't even have that many laps. And it was sort of a race where it was mixed conditions. It was sort of wet and then coming to dry. We were on rain tires the whole time. And everything just kind of clicked for me in that race. And yeah, it was so special also, because it was not like I was in the lead, like, 10 laps to go or 2-3 laps to go. I took the lead in the last lap, on the last corner that was possible to pass anybody on. Like, and it was about having faith all the way to that last moment, sort of like how, you know, I resurrected my career. So that was just very symbolic on how I'm driving again. Just, you know, the perseverance thing. It just went back to that same fact that you have to believe all the way to the very end, and you have to be strong mentally in order to succeed in this industry and in everything you do. And the desire is what got me there. And so that one will always be special to me, my family, the team.
You know, as you kind of start to look at the remainder of the 2023 season, but also the future of your career, what are your goals now on and off the track?
I would say luckily and just thankfully that I'm performing the way I am through the hard work and dedication that I've had. I'm so glad the results are showing, because this gives me official confidence that hopefully I will end up in the IndyCar series. And really knowing that and being closer to that, my goals off the track are to essentially just everything, every race that I go in, even in Indy Next, I'm taking it as a practice session. It's all practice and preparation for what I'm going to have to do when I get into IndyCar.
On Track with Diversity is brought to you by Gallagher. For 95 years, in communities across the globe, Gallagher's insurance, risk management, and consulting solutions have helped businesses face their future with confidence. Gallagher. To learn more, visit AJG.com.